grandfather, he was one of the pioneers in our country when assemblies started. And my father now is an elder in an assembly in Bucharest. And now God is using me and my brothers to serve him. So you can see that even there are people who, and enemies who fight against God, God is always victorious, because if you are not fair, he is the same. And we can realize more of this experience with him, because we depend on him in our life for everything. I want to, in this short time, I want to explain a little bit, to divide my my statement into sides. First, to show how the assemblies and the communes dwelt, and the last set, which are the situation in these present days in our country, especially in the Eastern country, because God allowed to us to travel in Bulgaria and Soviet Union, Russian, and now we start to work in Albania with people there. But first of all, I want to join the word of God to show how real is for us the word of God. In that way, I would like to read from the Gospel of Mark. One of the story from the Jesus life, from the verse 35. In the same day, when the even was come, he said unto them, "Let us pass over unto the other side." When they had sent away the multitude, they took him even as he was in the ship. And there were also with him other little ships. And there arose a great storm of wind, and the waves beating from the ship, so that it was now full. And he was in the part of the ship, asleep on a pillow. And they wake him and say unto him, "Master, carest thou not that we perish?" And he arose and rebuked the wind and said unto the sea, "Peace, be still." And the wind ceased, and there was a great calm. So you see, for us, this the word of God was alive in our lives, of real, because we, as I said, we depend on him for everything in our life. When communists come in Romania in 1948, when they allowed us to be as assemblies, we had 300 assemblies in Romania. When communists fall, 3 years ago, we been 300 assemblies. During this time, about 45 years, no one could be stopped, was not allowed. The communists, they wanted to destroy every kind of manifestation of Christianity. So they allowed us to remain only 300. In Romania, many times there are earthquakes, and was not allowed to repair the building, was not allowed to build other buildings. and him, forbidden by law, was not allowed to meet in the building only on Sunday morning, and in the last some years on Sunday evening. Everything was against to destroy to that, to show that communists can defeat God, can defeat exchange. But you see, things have happened in the opposite. Because if we didn't go as assemblies, we go as numbers. And we had a lot of problems became with the school children, we've been taught about evolution. And God had given to us this kind of behavior that we had the sense of humor. We have nothing to lose. We're not sure for our lives, for anything. So we depend only on Him, only on that, only on our Lord Jesus. For everything, this material things, for this life, human life, and also for the spiritual life. See, God wants to show to the world and also the spiritual world that anyone can defeat Him. And this oppression, this persecution, had opposite result, because strengthened us. And when we had to apologize for our faith with evangelism, the police, the government, in the school, I remember once when I was a boy, we had to suffer from the child, because everybody mocked about us as Christians. And I remember in 1 hour, we've been taught that we come from the monkey. You see, the evolution system. And one of my friends, my brother said, teacher, excuse me, I don't come from the monkey. God created you. You can come, but I didn't. And you see, we start to stand against these forces, satanic forces. And we grew up. Then the problem became more and more hard, because as Christians we had to pay the price to be active. They want you to be Christian, but don't tell anybody about this, and then go to the church. They change. We have, for us, never we have not holiday or Easter or for Christmas. I remember we be forced to work even till the next day. Or Sunday, they change Sunday, the other day in the week. But in this situation, God strengthened us. And I want to join from that I read from this passage, and the words that disciples told to Jesus when he was asleep. He slept. There is the only place when it is shown that Jesus slept in the middle of the storm. What was the strength for us? You see, disciples were very scared, very afraid, and the mark, I like very much this conference. We have not had enough conferences like this. Only before the war, my father told me, it's happening in the same way. Brothers gather together from different sides of the country for 2 days and they have conferences. In that time, it was a brother that from England that he visited us sometimes. It's called, his name is Mr. Bill Blumbaum. If you know him, but he is known in the assemblies. He took the risk he came and we could have fellowship and thanks each other, cheer each other from it. And we have not this kind of the conferences. We hope we'll have in the future, God will provide for us. And for us in that type of operation, these words of disciples, Master, carest thou not, carest thou not that we perish? Many times we cry the same words. Lord, you didn't care that we perish. And what is interesting here, Jesus was not awake by the noise of the waves. It's written the beat in the boat. Was not awake, but the cry of the disciple waked him up. And we could see in our life exactly the presence of our Lord, Jesus. It takes lots of time to share, to explain experiences, because the fight was very strong against us and open. Many times phone call we received from citizens, all of us we destroy or kill a car accident, one of my brothers, two of them, from my families, they've been put in jail because they shed blood in the Bibles, they came in the houses, they check in, if they find full copy of the Bibles, you be sure that it could be put in jail if they find. So, we're not sure for anything. Our life depends on that every day. Then the situation becomes worse and worse, more difficult. It makes a lot of things to live. All the populace people, they suffer. We couldn't find anything in the stores. You see, as I told you, God given us the humor, sense of humor, because from every this hard problem, we joke. I will tell you another. For instance, our car, we have only one model. The problem is very, they remain on the ideas. It's called Dacia. Old model. And we have only 10 liters a month. Gas. Not more. 10 liters a month. Is our ration. We say our car is the best car in the world because it uses only 10 liters. So, you see, for us, I don't want to make from these things things so extraordinary things. For us was normal things of the life. If we are here, that shows that God is so suffering. Because when I try to visit some brother in Switzerland and I ask for passport, they call me and they say, will give you passport only if you sign that you will not come back in the country. We couldn't think that would be possible to travel. And you see, in this time, hard time, very hard time, missing things to live, not heating in the winter time, not electricity, not cold water, hot water, anything, nothing, stores empty. If we could find a piece of butter for us was a holiday, we praise God for this. Another joke we had about the water, missing the water. He said, I remember, what is the colder than the cold water? You know, the hot one, hot one. And in that time, people come to the conference. This is a real mission in the community. God work in the real way. We had faith with Christ, but God worked very much. Of course, things now, these things are already history. One of my friends, my best friend, he said, he played a joke, he said, history means his story, because Jesus is one who continued looking. And I want to tell you something about this new situation in which we are now. We still are. I said when the communists fall, the same 300 assemblies were. And since then till now, 160 being open. And I am from Bucharest. My assembly, a brother from Japan, I talk with him, and I share with him some of our experiences there. Last year, we have 3 times baptized, and we don't baptize so quickly. People must test that they are born again, because we have responsibility for them. 150 being baptized. Now we have another who wants, they are in training to be baptized. So, in the other side, we see how God is working. People are interested in God. What is that touched me very much here when I come in the West? I think today with Mr. Bell, invite us to spend together the last time. And in your beautiful garden, I don't know how tall this garden, really, very nice, there was a lot of flowers. And I saw there are a lot of people enjoying in the creation of God, but reject that touch us very much. Because to us, if you come in Romania or in Eastern Europe, you have a shock. The thing that we have here. And when things seem things for normal things to live, we enjoy to have fellowship with God. Now things have changed there in our country. People, now it's more difficult to live than before. Because before we knew which is our enemies, and we had weapon to fight against them. Now it's more dangerous. Freedom brings a lot of bad things in us. In the Charles time, I never saw a magazine with a sexy magazine or pornography newspaper. Now every corner in Bucharest is filled with that. There is no laws against that. People are not ready to fight against this big dangerous things, temptation. Our assemblies are in danger to be destroyed by the mission which come in the country with money, with false teaching. They are called themselves Christian, but they are not Christian, and they make problems broke as we store steal people there. That's, we have a lot of pain for this. And we are happy and we are so thankful to God because we have you here. We have the same doctrine, the same practices, the same purpose in life. And for us, that strengthens us because economy is all done. We have family like here. For this, I said, I'm feeling like home here to you. Many children, but only the time is different. Now, home is tomorrow. Already, my family is waking up to go to the asana. We have the same, so we need you in this new time of change. We can show how God was working during the communism, in the time that you've been with us through your prayers. Nobody was so difficult to come in, but you've been with us through your prayers. And you can see how God was working in that time. In this new context, so difficult for us, it's not possible to build a hall for an assembly because we have no money. Communists left us poor. Economy is poor. It takes time to explain everything. And it comes mission from, especially from America. They have money. It's not expensive to build a house. They build church. Our town, our city is large, very large. For people who go to the assembly, it takes 2 hours. They must wait half an hour, 1 hour in the bus station. It's expensive, they are old men. And they said, I'm going here, it's close. It's near to me. Make us to feel so painful. For this, dear brothers and sisters, we want to tell you that God is still working in the Eastern country. In Romania, it's a revival. People, they are looking for God. But in this time, I think we must share each other, feel each other, because as I said in the beginning, our common word is Maranatha.